Good morning, and welcome to Emmett Audio. So, yesterday, I made $692 worth of product, blowing out of the water my previous record of how much money I would earn from the carving business on a given day. Now, I stipulate that because there's other things I do for money that give me much more money per day, like a day at the Christmas tree farm during the height of the season is more than that. But I never thought that I would be able to earn that much money in a day from the spoon carving business. Now, it's really important to note that I did not earn it from carving spoons. I carved one thing, a set of toast tongs yesterday. The rest of the day was spent doing 3 boxes of billets and 3 boxes of spoon blanks. And it's also worth noting that of that amount, only about $65 worth of it was accounted for by price increases over last year's prices. So not insignificant, but, you know, 10%, maybe less than 10%. Of the total amount was accounted for by price increases. So still a significant number, even if I had used last year's prices. That said, a big part of how I reached that number is that my prices have been able to increase year over year. And you might look at that and say, well, if your prices could increase year over year, then you must not have been charging enough at the beginning. But that's actually not how I think about it, because charging very little at the beginning was what gave me enough traction to have to have a business that got rolling and got moving. And I think a lot of times when people are starting out, especially with a craft business, the temptation to overcharge for your work to maximize the amount of money you can earn now versus maximize the amount of momentum that you can create for yourself by sort of creating more demand for your work because everything has sold, for instance. People are often too short-sighted about it, and then they get into a sort of very short-sighted dance where they feel like, well, I'm not earning very much money, which means that maybe I should figure out ways to charge even more for my work right now instead of doing the thing that will actually generate more work, which is sell it for as little as you possibly can so that you have as much reason to do more of it as you possibly can. Okay, the other point I want to make, though, is that I almost didn't earn even half of that yesterday. I had had a terrible night's sleep the night before. And very windy night, gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Honestly, some of them seemed higher than that. Come on, Maisie, let's go. I gotcha. There we go. And, you know, I just don't sleep well through the night, as I've talked about, under those circumstances. So I thought that I might not do much of that work, that maybe I was going to do some other work. We would have to see sort of how I felt. I was in a mood at the beginning of the day to go easy on myself. And one of the reasons that I didn't was that I have this weekly target to hit $1,400 of product created, which product created for me is the same thing as product sold, since I'm doing everything on commission. So I recognize it's slightly different. The numbers could end up slightly different if you're making things on spec and then trying to sell them. But for me, it's very simple. If I make something, it's because somebody's asked me to do it. And so it's helpful to have both daily target, which this year is $350, and a weekly target. And it's important to note that those are not targets that I think I'm going to hit every time.
The weekly target is a little more realistic than the daily target, but with the daily target, I also anticipate that there will be days when I earn $500 and there will be days that I earn $200. And so they are relatively realistic, but it's not every day that I hit that target. But what that does is it helps me think about the kind of income stream that I've created and how it matches up to my financial needs, right? We have a mortgage, we have credit card bills, we have utility bills, and we have a budget. And it helps me to make sure that I am earning enough to be contributing sufficiently to meet that budget. And on a day like yesterday, it was tempting to let myself off the hook. You know, it's kind of a squally, gray, cold day, and I thought, you know, I could just take a nap by the fire inside. And that would be nice, but then I thought about the fact that if I took that time now, it would put pressure on myself later, because we would not have that money in the bank that we would otherwise have had. Right? And one of the things that it took me a while to realize as a self-employed person is that it's not sufficient to look at how much money you earned, but also how, like, money you earned over a period of time is the key, because, well, what was happening for me was I was getting all this work coming in and realized at a certain point that I could keep pushing my wait list out further and further, but it wasn't actually going to help my financial situation. It was going to give me more stability, but it wasn't going to help my financial situation in terms of giving me more money unless I pushed to have to earn more of that money in any given day. And that's where the daily target came in. When I started the daily target, I think I was at $120 a day. And then the next year it went to 150, and then it went probably to 180, and maybe 200, 250, 300. I've been doing it for years now, since well before the pandemic. And each year, or every 6 months, I jack it up my target to keep myself pushing. And, you know, without that sense of, you know, how much money you need to earn over a given period of time, it's very easy to push things off in the moment because you're not feeling great. But you know what actually made me feel better yesterday was doing the work. And the reason it made me feel better was because in doing the work and earning so much money, I actually set myself on track, kept myself on track for my weekly target, but also put myself so that we're just that much more comfortable. I look at life as, you know, you're either making yourself more and more comfortable in the future, or you're robbing from your future by allowing yourself to be comfortable now. And every time I take time that I was working to do something for myself, it needs to pass the test of, is this going to make future me in a better position or in a worse position? So certain things like doing my daily exercises, taking the time to do the cold plunge, taking the time to de-ice the cold plunge when it's iced. You know, it's like, that's time that I'm willing to spend because it's time that I am paying towards future me who's in better shape and in better health than I am now. Whereas, did I really need to take a nap yesterday? No. And I was prepared that if I started using an axe and I felt like, whoa, I'm really not safe to use an axe, I had a plan for what I was going to do. I had other possibilities mapped out. Take a quick nap or work on something that doesn't require me to use an axe. But what I found was once I gave myself a kick in the pants to get going, that it was the getting going that actually made me feel better. And as I plowed through my day and I actually took the time to tally up, like, ooh, if I'm going to actually get all this stuff done, like, how much is that going to earn me? That was pretty electrifying because it made me feel really good that I can earn that kind of money to support my family. That's a really good feeling. And you know what's better than feeling like I took care of myself and took a nap was feeling like I took care of my family. And I slept really well last night, partly because of that feeling. That feeling of having taken care of my family. So, if you're starting out, and I just heard from someone that I met years ago who is has a new baby, has a new business. Hi, Mike. It was nice chatting with you. If you're hearing this, you know, and you're in that position where you're starting out something, I think it's so important to recognize that it's the story you can tell about yourself that really keeps you pushing forward. And then being willing to make a plan, make a strategic plan for what you're going to do and when and why, and be able to articulate why to yourself, right? You know, I'm going to make this thing. I'm going to charge this amount. That's going to hopefully have this effect. And then, you know, this is going to be a process where over time it will change and get better and better. I think that's the sort of thing you need to be able to articulate to yourself. And then obviously you need to be able to adjust your plans as you go so that if something isn't working, you can make a change and keep track to see if that change is helpful or not. And if you're having a low energy day, consider the fact that what you need to do is put in more energy in order to get more energy out. And that is not necessarily about resting in the moment. Sometimes you need to be fierce with yourself. Thank you for listening. The sun is out, it's warm. The birds are singing their spring songs. And I'm gonna go enjoy it. Hope you have a great day.